Lecture 23, Princes and Peasants.
The previous lecture surveyed the discontents of French judges with the elaboration of what's been called the fiscal military state in France, but also the limits to that discontent, in an uprising usually called the Fronde of the Judges, or the Fronde of the Parlement. Now, in addition to the Fronde of the Parlements, there was also a Fronde of the Nobles, or a Fronde of the Princes, as it's often called. When the French judges had risen up against the French crown in the year 1648, they were soon joined by very large numbers of disgruntled nobles. Indeed, by the end of the year 1648, public order had actually broken down almost completely in many parts of the country. In the valley of the River Loire, for example, in central France, we know that there were instances of armed troops of mounted nobles fighting full-scale battles with the inspectors of the salt tax, the hated gabelle, as it was called. And these battles, on some occasions at least, involved literally hundreds of combatants on each side. But whereas the Peace of Rouen, the arrangement signed between the French monarchy and the Parisian judges on the 11th of March, 1649, whereas that peace agreement had conceded almost all of the demands of the judges, of the parlementaires, it actually offered almost nothing at all to the dissident nobility. The Peace of Rouen offered them no pensions, it offered them no offices, no lands, no titles, no governorships, and really none of the political influence to which most of them aspired. And as a result of this, the Peace of Rouen in no way ended the resistance and the discontent of the French aristocracy. And so the Fronde of the Princes continued on after 1649 to at least 1653. The actual narrative details of the Fronde of the Princes are somewhat confusing. Actually, on occasion, they're even farcical, as we're going to see. What I'm going to do, first of all, is to present a kind of simplified sequence of events and then analyze the structure of the revolt, which I think is ultimately rather more revealing than the actual than an actual blow-by-blow account. So let's start with the events of the Fronde of the Princes. The biggest headache faced by the monarchy during this Fronde was the threat posed by Louis de Bourbon, the Prince of Condé. Condé was one of the first princes of the blood, that is to say, he belonged to one of those aristocratic houses which stood next in line, closest in line, actually, to inherit the French throne if the ruling dynasty of the Bourbons were to run out of direct heirs. Condé himself was a skilled soldier, a brave soldier. He had indeed masterminded the French victories during the Thirty Years' War over the Spanish Army of Flanders at Rocroi in 1643, and a second victory over the Spanish in the Netherlands at the town of Lens in 1648. Condé also had really an impeccable genealogy to be a rebel against the French crown. He belonged to a very long line of troublemaking princes of Condé. His father, Henri II de Condé, had rebelled against the French crown in the year 1614, and his grandfather, Henri I, and his great-grandfather, Louis I, had also opposed the French crown during the French Wars of Religion. So we have a family here which for almost 100 years has been a real thorn in the side of the French monarchy. Our Condé, for the Fronde of the Princes, often called the Great Condé, was disgruntled for a whole series of reasons. He was angry by the fact that the crown had not adequately compensated him for his admittedly or fairly clearly distinguished services on the battlefield, and there's a certain paradoxical sense in which Condé was angry that the crown wasn't grateful for the fact that up to this point he had been loyal, and since they weren't grateful for his loyalty, he decided to suspend that loyalty. The rebellion of the Great Condé followed a fairly confused series of events throughout the French countryside. It culminated in a bloody battle, a battle in which actually Condé lost, but which was followed nonetheless by his brief occupation of the royal capital, the city of Paris, by Condé and his cohorts in the year 1652. Having occupied the royal capital, Condé then attempted to force the Parlement of Paris and the municipal government of Paris to publicly endorse his resistance, his rebellion against the French crown, and he was unsuccessful in this. There were violent disturbances in the capital, and in the course of this violence, several municipal officers who didn't want to comply with Condé's orders were shot down by his troops. Condé then, having failed to convince people to come over to his side, decided to establish an administration of his own puppet administration in the royal capital,